Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Do you not see that the end times are here? The coming of my son is very close.
The church has set its course, for there is that falling away, a departure to another gospel, which is not a gospel at all.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, God has laid on my heart about the prophet. You, my dear man, are a true God-ordained prophet, and only God can ordain a true prophet. In my studies, I came across a quote by Bible scholar Walter Brueggemann. He says, "Prophets were God's uncredentialed spokesmen. A true prophet was only a messenger. God spoke, and God's prophet passed the word along. A prophet spoke when something was drastically wrong. The moment was urgent. It was not time for deliberation or dialogue. It was time to listen. It was God speaking. Lives depended on it." Close quote. Prophecy can't be taught in any school. God is speaking through Brother Johnson, my friends, to prepare us for bad times ahead. But the good news is Jesus is coming to take us from all the mess this world is in. And how do you know he is a true prophet, you say? Brother Johnson has been doing this for years, and he has reported to you prophecies that have come true on this program. Have you been listening? Only God knows what lies ahead for us, and he has been laying the word on Brother Johnson's heart for you. Maranatha. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. That certainly was an anointed devotional by Sharon, wasn't it, my friends? God told her to do that. I had nothing to do with it. She did that one on her own. She didn't even know that the first report tonight on this program is a fulfillment of one of my prophecies. So stay tuned, my friends, as we praise the Lord together and expose the false tonight. Are you ready to hear about the truth in the Prophecy Power Half Hour? Getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. Tonight's quick verse, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 12. "For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low." My. "And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you." Amen. This true truth, God-ordained program, is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offering. No matter what the amount, that is if you want to help keep Signs on the air. Wednesday nights are safe right now, but after January, that could change. And I will look forward to finding your love gift in Post Office Box 122 this week, and the programs then will remain on the air. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible, Isaiah chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. "Enter into the rock, and hide thee in the dust, for fear of the Lord, and for the glory of his majesty." Verse 11, "The lofty looks of a man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day." Verse 12, "For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon every one that is proud and lofty, and upon every one that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low." Watchman comment. In this case, the word fear means that the Lord is the object of their dread, and this word fear actually does translate dread. And their recognition actually brings glory or honor to the majesty of the Lord. The word lofty translates haughty, meaning to show great pride in oneself. That will be cast down, for only the Lord can be exalted in that day or time period. "The pride of men shall be their downfall, and their own attitudes will bring them down at the glorious execution of the day of the Lord." Amen. My dear listening friends, the Old Testament is not only the foundation of the New Testament, it is a type and shadow of what happens in the New Testament. So you must make up your mind soon, my friends, which side you are on, Almighty Yahweh's or Satan's. For on the day of the Lord, it will be too late. By not accepting Christ's side, you may find you have placed yourself on Satan's side. And I assure you, at that time, you will want to change sides. That's the truth. But you will have already chosen, my, Satan's side without realizing it. So get ready. The day of the Lord is at hand. There is no time to dilly-dally. Whose side are you on? Make up your mind and do it today. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 1, 2.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
For there shall be a short period of rest now, saith the Lord, that you may contemplate on what I have told you and what I have said, and the warnings that I have given you that have now come upon the earth. A short period of rest, a period of silence, a silence not unlike the time just before my wrath will be poured out upon the earth at the seventh seal. So pay attention to it and think, saith the Lord.
Will you fear yourself of the judgment to come? I say unto you, O peoples of the earth, to spare yourself of the wrath of God that will be poured out in the days to come. I say unto you to come and to step out of your realm and step into my realm. Open your eyes and open your ears that you might hear what the Lord says unto you. Come unto me, all you who weary and are heavy laden. Come unto me that I might give you rest for your souls. For my words are true, and they are justified in those who walk therein, says the Lord.
My dear friends and longtime supporters, Alex, Bobby, and Juanita from Virginia, and Philip from Ohio, have in the Spirit of the Lord sent a WOW Walk on Water love gift to sponsor tonight's program. Bless their hearts. How about it, Wednesday night listeners? Will you respond to the need to support Wednesdays? Without your help, Wednesday nights could be in trouble again at the end of January. Ask the Lord if he would have you help, and then sit down and write your letter to Post Office Box 122 right away. And if you are supporting Wednesdays, please mention that in your letter. I pray, Lord, you will bless tonight's sponsors, Alex, Bobby, Juanita, and Philip, and also bless all who help keep every one of your Signs programs on the air. And also bless all those listening tonight, Lord. Touch them with your true truth. Amen. Now, the prophecy news behind the news with my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs radio programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. News that fulfills one of Brother Johnson's prophecies. Jakarta sinking as water supplies dry up. Experts in Indonesia are preparing to build a huge wall to stop the ocean from swamping parts of Jakarta, India. Some suburbs in the capital already go underwater when there is a big tide, but the problem is expected to get even worse. Jakarta is sinking up to 10 centimeters a year, and Indonesia's National Disaster Center says with oceans rising, large parts of the city, including the airport, will be inundated by 2030. Flooding and high tides are already causing problems for some residents in the city of 10 million people. Fulfilling a prophecy Brother Johnson spoke back on January 18, 2009.
Yea, saith God, as the waters lap at the shores of the world, it is an end time sign. For have I not told you that the waters would rise and begin to cover the coasts of the whole world? Do you see it happening? But it is only the beginning, saith God. For the world must know its sin. The world must know that my word is true, that my prophets do not speak falsely but truly, saith God.
Continuing. Newspaper that printed private gun owners' location information has hired armed security. Responding to a national backlash over their decision to publish an interactive map with the names and addresses of registered gun owners, the editorial staff at Gannett's Journal News has hired armed guards to watch over their building. Watchman comment. Guns are not okay for us to protect ourselves with, but it is okay for them to protect their building with guns. Just like the Obama, who has armed guards, and his gun control buddy Nancy Pelosi has a pistol to protect herself, but not us. We can't have them. Are you getting the true picture here? And now this. Obama would call on military to disarm Americans during national emergency. The blueprint for how Americans would be disarmed during a declared civil emergency is contained in the Army manual that outlines a plan to confiscate firearms to prevent them from falling into the hands of rioters and dissidents. Senator Dianne Feinstein's gun control legislation would instantly criminalize millions of gun owners in the United States if passed, giving feet to concerns that the Obama administration would launch a massive gun confiscation effort have never been greater. In July 2012, the process by which this could take place was made clear in a leaked U.S. Army Military Police Training Manual for Civil Disturbance Operations dating from 2006. Similar plans were also outlined in an updated manual released in 2010 entitled FM3-39.40, Internment and Resettlement Operations. The document outlines how military assets will be used to help local and state authorities to restore and maintain law and order in the event of mass riots, civil unrest, or a declaration of martial law. Watchman comment, do you believe the prophecy voice now when I warn and I say this is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's called and ordained watchman? And also this. Many of you heard me report at the time of the Sandy Hook December school shooting that there may have been at least two shooters. You did not hear that from the mainstream media. So just to once more prove to you I do have a prophecy voice, please listen carefully to this audio. Watchmen, what you are about to hear is the dispatch audio of the Newtown, Connecticut shooting on 12/14/12. It is audio of both police and fire. I will intersperse and tell you exactly what it's saying in case you cannot understand it over the shortwave. Listen carefully for the words they and two, because it appears from this audio anyway, there were two shooters.
6-7 Sandy Hook School.
Sandy Hook School.
Caller's indicating she thinks there's someone shooting in the building.
Caller's indicating she thinks someone's shooting in the building.
Jennifer, the Sandy Hook School. The front glass has been broken out of the school. They're unsure why.
The front glass has been broken out of the school. They're unsure why.
Individual that I have on the phone is continuing to hear what he believes to be gunfire.
The individual that I have on the phone continues to hear what he believes to be gunshots.
Are units responding to Sandy Hook School at this time?
Units responding to the school.
The shooting appears to have stopped. It is silent at this time. The school is in lockdown.
The shooting appears to have stopped. It is silent at this time. The school is in lockdown.
I have reports that the teacher saw two shadows running.
The teacher saw two shadows running.
Past the building, past the gym, which would be rear.
They are coming at me now. Now, I know that does not prove beyond a shadow of a doubt there was more than one shooter, but I wanted you to hear it and understand my prophecy voice may have been proven correct by this audio. Two, not one, but two shadows were seen running past the gym by that teacher on the phone with police. Then the audio of that person's voice screaming in fear, they, not one, they are coming towards me. Do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? Continuing. Tsunami bomb tested off New Zealand coast. The United States and New Zealand conducted secret tests of a tsunami bomb designed to destroy coastal cities by using underwater blasts to trigger massive tidal waves. The top secret operation, codenamed Project SEAL, tested the doomsday device as a possible rival to the nuclear bomb. Continuing. Arkansas town plans to begin martial law. City officials in Paragould, Arkansas, a town of 26,000 are recommending a plan that would enact martial law beginning in 2013. The plan, supposedly a response to recent property and violent crimes, would send police into the streets with AR-15 rifles and authorize them to stop anyone in the street and demand to know what they are doing. Mayor Mike Gaskill and Police Chief Todd Stovall announced in a town hall meeting that the program would begin in the new year. Watchman comment, though I doubt it, it is possible by the time this report airs, it could already have been enacted. They can have AR-15s, and I'll bet you theirs can be put on full automatic. Well, ours can't be. Ours are one trigger pull, one shot, but we can't have those. They can have their automatics, though, can't they? Their AR-15s. My. Who's in trouble here? Continuing. Shocking new facts. 97% of children affected by the 2009 mumps outbreak were vaccinated for that mumps condition. After confirming 1,648 cases of infection using clinical specimens, the research team that compiled the study determined that 89% of all those who contracted mumps as a result of the outbreak had already been vaccinated at least twice for mumps. Presumably, the controversial measles, mumps, and rubella MMR combination very dangerous vaccine that has been implicated in causing gastrointestinal disorders and autism. Another 8% of the group that had reportedly received only one dose of the mumps vaccine. When combined, these percentages translate into a 97% vaccination rate among all those affected by the mumps outbreak. My. Watchman comment, do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's called and ordained watchman now? Continuing. Hey, Americans, if you fly, you already put your life in the hands of gun-toting pilots. This is perfectly legal, and the guns are all privately owned by the pilots themselves. In 2008, there were nearly 10,000 gun-possessing airline pilots in America, and the number continues to grow. Up to 90,000 airline crew members are eligible to carry a firearm on airplanes during passenger flights. I find it fascinating that anti-gun people, the gun grabbers, routinely fly on planes flown by armed pilots carrying loaded guns. But it's okay because they're protecting them, right? By definition, all gun grabbers should refuse to fly because they don't trust citizens with guns. Therefore, they shouldn't trust pilots with guns or any other airline crew members. My. It shows you it's all right for them, but it's not all right for us. Once again, continuing. USA, flu infection sweeps states, hospitalizing thousands and leaving 18 children dead of complications, and it's going to get worse. The U.S. has been hit with a particularly aggressive early flu season this year, with widespread reports of the illnesses across the country, hospitalizing 2,257 people and leaving 18 children dead before the end of 2012. And health officials say the numbers haven't even peaked yet. Watchman comment. You've been waiting for this, right? Funny, is it not, that right after a big flu vaccine push, like they had at the end of 2012, that the numbers of people with flu begin to skyrocket? Coincidence? I doubt it. Do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? Continuing. Russian ships gathering off Syria to deter West. The ships are carrying military vehicles and hundreds of Russian Marines and are being accompanied by combat vessels. The United States military said U.S. troops and equipment had been arriving in Turkey to oversee the deployment of U.S. and European Patriot surface-to-air missile batteries to the Turkish-Syrian border. Russian and Iran say the deployments could spark an eventual military action by the Western Alliance. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned for a devotional titled, One Last Test. My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly needed. And if you are not
a supporter of signs, and you are able to send support, and that's important because many are not able, and you could cover those who aren't able to help. Just pray and ask God how much support He would have you send, and then respond accordingly. God will bless you, for He loves a cheerful giver. You can remain anonymous by leaving your return address off and enclosing cash. But I do not send out letters asking for money. I have said that many times. I only do it on this program as the Spirit of the Lord instructs me. If you are ready to write, here is the address. Are you ready? Here it comes. S-I-G-N-S P.O. Box 1 2-2, town is Lyle, L-I-S-L-E, state is New York, N-Y, zip 13797. I will be looking forward to seeing your letter of support in P.O. Box 122 this week. May you be awesomely blessed for your obedience to our Lord. For as I said before, His Word says He loves a cheerful giver and one who responds to His voice, of course. Amen and amen. Now, a devotional to help keep you informed, titled, One Last Test. My dear listening friends, I received this in an email that was sent to me, and I thought it was quite good, but it is a little long, but I wanted to share it with you. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. A little story that might help you understand that verse. A Nigerian devotional from Africa. An aging king woke up one day to the realization that should he drop dead, there would be no male in the royal Nigerian family to take his place. He was the last male of the royal family in a culture where only a male could succeed to the throne, and he was aging. He decided that if he could not give birth to a male, he would adopt a son who then could take his place, but he insisted that such an adopted son must be extraordinary in every sense of the word. So he launched a competition in his kingdom, open to all boys, no matter what their background. 10 boys made it through from all the boys right to the very top. There was little to separate these 10 boys at the top in terms of intelligence and physical attributes and capabilities. The king said to them, I have one last test, and whoever comes up on top will become my adopted son and heir to my throne. Then he said, this kingdom depends solely on agriculture, so the king must know how to cultivate plants. So here is a seed of corn for each of you. Take it home and plant and nurture it for 3 weeks. At the end of 3 weeks, we shall see who has done the best job of cultivating the seed. That person will be my heir apparent. The boys eagerly took their seeds and hurried home. They each got a flower pot and planted the seed as soon as they got home. There was much excitement in the kingdom as the people waited to see who was destined to be their next king. In one home, the boy and his parents were almost heartbroken when, after days of intensive care, the seed failed to sprout. He did not know what had gone wrong with his seed. He had selected the soil carefully. He had applied the right quality and type of fertilizer. He had been very dutiful in watering it at the right intervals. He had even prayed over it day and night, and yet his seed had turned out to be unproductive. Some of his friends advised him to go and buy a seed from the market and plant that. After all, they said, how can anyone tell one seed of corn from another? But his parents, who had always taught him the value of integrity, reminded him that if the king wanted to plant any corn, he would ask them to go for their own seed. If you take anything different from what the king gave you, that would be dishonesty, his parents said. Maybe we are not destined for the throne, they said. If so, let it be, but don't be found to have deceived the king, his parents told him. The D-Day came and the boys returned to the palace, each of them proudly exhibiting a fine corn seedling, except for that one boy. It was obvious that the other 9 boys had had great success with their seeds. The king began making his way down the line of eager boys and asked each one of them, is this what came out of the seed I gave you? And each boy responded, yes, your majesty. And the king would nod and move down the line.
The king finally got to the last boy in the lineup. The boy was shaking with fear. He knew that the king was going to have him thrown into prison for wasting his seed. "What did you do with the seed I gave you?" the king asked. "I planted it and cared for it diligently, your majesty," the boy replied, "but alas, it failed to sprout," the boy said tearfully as the crowds booed him. But the king raised his hand and signaled for silence. Then he said, "My people, behold, your next king." The people were confused. "Why that one?" many asked. "How can he be the right choice?" The king took his place on his throne with a boy at his side and said, "I gave these boys boiled seeds. They could not grow." This test was not for cultivating the seed. It was for the test of character, a test of integrity. It was the ultimate test. If a king must have one quality, he said, it must be that he should be above dishonesty. Only this boy passed the test. A boiled seed cannot sprout, never. My dear listening friends, we live in a society that has become obsessed with success, and many show success at any cost. We say the end justifies the means. It did not do that in this story, did it? It is the tragedy of life, you see. Failure often is an invitation to God to show that He is all-powerful and does not need help to make us great or to bless us. Get the point? He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. I know that one was long, but it was so good. Now, I preached altar call in a church service. My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in right now today, because fear is the opposite of faith. And if you fear the end times, you do not have faith, and faith is what will get you through.
Are you being drawn today? Come to Jesus now. Let His love surround you, clothe you, lift you, comfort you. Let Jesus be your good shepherd, your master, your God. Amen.
Please tune in this coming Wednesday night while it is still on the air. It's okay for now, but who knows what will happen by the end of January. There will be a fresh new program on frequency 5070 at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's 5070 Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time. Now, here is that address to write again more quickly so you can check what you wrote before. Ready? SIGNS. You need it to be able to send help. P.O. Box 122 LISLENY 13797. A note from my dear brother CBK in Illinois. Brother Johnson, blessings, please keep praying. God bless, CBK. My dear brother, I have not stopped praying for you. I am praying constantly. Thank you for the love offering also, my dear brother. Brother Ron writes from Kentucky. I am still out here listening. Bless you, brother. Thank you for the love offering. Brother Mark writes from Wisconsin. Dear Brother Johnson, may God bless you, my friend. How sad the killings at the school in Connecticut. We are truly in the last days. Much peace, Brother Mark. Thank you, my dear brother, and God bless you for the peace and love offering. And also thank Almighty Yahweh that He is in control. We will meet Jesus in the air soon. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Now, my friends, I am about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it. It'll be slow enough as I say it. Please get your phone or your pen and paper ready, because here it comes slowly. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. For those outside the USA, it's 0-0-1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for being here with me tonight on Signs International Radio. As we all get ready to meet the Lord in the air, He is coming soon, can't you tell? The signs are there, and Signs listeners are the best. Remember, Signs Radio cannot stay on the air without your support. You are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
B Be awesomely blessed, Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.